Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. According to the FDA, there are more than 100,000 deaths due to adverse drug reactions. And the annual cost of adverse drug reactions is $136 billion. Also, this is a stark statistic, 50% of the 4.5 billion prescription medications that are dispensed in the United States are not taken correctly by patients. They may say, well, a little is good, a lot is better. Well, I couldn't manage to take it on an empty stomach. I was taking another medication, and maybe, you know, I don't even know if that's going to interact with my medication. It's very complicated, particularly if folks are taking 3, 4, 5, 6 prescription drugs, and then they walk in and they just want to, you know, get something for a cold or for constipation. There's a lot of havoc going on out there, and today's guest, Robert Baker, is trying to do something about that. He's put together a very, very interesting app, which is now available at the Apple Store. I've been test driving it. So tell us about the app, Robert.
Well, the app, like I said, the app is something for people to check interactions on the go. It's something where they can go into a pharmacy and they can take the drug name off their bottle, scan it, and it'll bring up the drug, and they can put it into their own personal profile. They can scan an over-the-counter item and check interactions with that, another drug with it, and they scan things or type names in, and they can make their own personal profile, and they keep track of all their medications. They can check interactions immediately on the go, and they can also check drug information and images. It'll give you images of most of the drugs, the pills, the actual pills. Mm-hmm.
You can scan the bottle. So maybe, there's some generic and you're not even sure what that means. You can actually take the barcode or even take a picture of it, right? And then you input it into the app.
Right. And it'll make a personal profile. You can make a personal profile for your mother, your father, your kids. Mm-hmm. It'll tell you when you add it. It'll tell you, it's over-the-counter, RX. It'll tell you when you add it, and it'll give you the interactions, and it'll give you information about the product. If you just want information about something, you just scan it. You can also type the name in. You mm-hmm. can type in the NDC number or the UPC. There's a lot of things you can do with this app, and it's very good for doctors, too. It's just not the general public, it's for everybody. So it's a way of tracking interactions on the go, and it's very, very useful. I've had people that work for me. Doctors have given them medications, didn't feel better, and we put in the app, and it came up severe a few times, the interaction.
Okay, so it'll rate the potential interactions no interaction, or what are the gradations? Moderate, severe, low?
Low, moderate, and severe.
Okay.
And no interactions.
Okay. So, actually, in a way, it's kind of a cross-check on doctors, because doctors sometimes wing prescriptions at patients without, unfortunately, taking a complete medical history, or maybe the patient hasn't properly disclosed to the doctor, all the other stuff that they're taking.
Or they might not know, doctor. They might not, a lot of doctors don't know. A lot of doctors just don't know the interactions.
They don't know the interactions, exactly. And there are so many. Yeah. And actually, new interactions are materializing virtually on a daily basis, right?
Yeah. I have an employee here.
It's like a moving target. You got to keep changing, right?
Right. You got to keep changing. And I would, look, no pharmacist knows every interaction. It's impossible. Yeah. You have to learn the common ones you do, but you have to look them up. There's thousands and thousands. There's no way of knowing all of them. So, and some come up, pop up, just like this. They find out this drug does this, like the statins. All of a sudden, there's terrible liver damage, and you can't have alcohol with the statins, because you can do the statins for the cholesterol, mm-hmm. statin drugs. So people
you can't have any, or you have to like moderate your alcohol intake, because surely there's like 30, 40 million people in this country taking statins, and believe you me, some of them are probably wine fanciers. Maybe they don't know that they should be limiting their intake.
Well, they're finding out more and more, and I'm reading a lot about it, that there's liver damage. Now, some are stronger than others. Crestor is stronger than the other ones. Some are stronger. But if it was me, I wouldn't be taking alcohol if this has liver problems. I just met someone the other day, and her liver enzymes went up greatly, and the doctor said, "Well, we're going to watch them. She's on a statin."
Yeah.
So it's not smart to have alcohol if it's affecting your liver, I would think. So, I'm cautious. But, in my office, I had a woman with a kid who was playing soccer, had a concussion, and wasn't getting rid of the concussion. They took him out of, took the boy out of school, went to a neurologist, gave him three medications. He wasn't getting better. I put in the app, all three severe, and they took him off him.
How they interact together? Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. How they interact together. Yeah, they're all severe reactions, and she was like, "Oh my God!"
Wow.
So it just shows, and I'm not, you know, no one's perfect. We all, you know, pharmacists, you know, we don't know 100%, but this has 30,000 drugs in it, in the database. It's from Multum, which is a very big company, and these are the most common interactions that you can see and that people miss. Mm-hmm. So it's an app that you can do on the go. It's on the go, and that's the key. And it'll take you tell you the like ingredients of anything you scan. So it can save lives. There's no question about it.
Robert, can we talk a little bit about sleep medications? Because sleep problems are so pervasive in this country. There are many people taking Ambien and other types of Lunesta, for example.
Lunesta,
these are popular sleep medications. And, you know, what are some of the more common interactions with those? Because, I mean, you got at least 10% of the population, bad sleep problems. They're taking something. And then, you know, they've got other health problems. They may want to get an over-the-counter medication or they may get a prescription drug. What are some of the potential hazards there?
Well, I mean, when you're talking about that, we're talking about all the Benadryls and all the, what's it called, antihistamines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, allergies are tremendous. They walk in and take, you know, a Benadryl or you know, other items that for allergies, and it enhances it. It makes it very dangerous.
It's too sedating, and then they could get hungover. They could have problems driving, operating machinery, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah. Or they can, you know, some people faint. Some people get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Driving should never be. And that's a big, because a lot of people are taking these sleeping pills and at night, and you got to be, you know, like I said, the NyQuil, the cough medicine, you got to be extremely... And that's a big problem today, tremendous.
You know,
people don't know about Benadryl.
Yeah, they estimate that, you know, a lot of the fractures, hip fractures and spinal fractures that people suffer among the elderly, you know, yes, bone density is a big issue, and yes, we want to enhance bone density. We give people all kinds of meds, you know, Fosamax and so on. But a lot of injuries are due to falls because people have balance problems. They're ungainly.
Right.
Say you take vertigo, you're taking a sleep medication and an antihypertensive medication. It lowers your blood pressure too much, and you you hit the deck. You know, and
yep, yeah, yep. And that's the sleeping, it all enhances it, makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize all of a sudden they get in a car, and you know they have a bad allergy, and they take an allergy medicine. And they get Claritin or one of those other ones, and then they feel like they're, you know, they're falling asleep, and they don't even realize it, and they get into accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Or they faint. People, you know, older people faint. Yeah. They just black out. I mean, I'm sure you see things like that. So, you know, the way it is today, you got to be so careful what you're taking. It's just amazing. Also, with blood pressure, we were talking about before, decongestants, like that have Sudafed in it.
Yeah.
It's another situation.
Anything that's a D, you know, like Claritin
right.
D, you got to watch out for that because that D
is,
it drives you up, but it also drives up your blood pressure.
Yep. All the ephedrine, pseudoephedrine, Sudafed, all of it is, now most states it's behind the counter, but still you can just sign for it and get it. Doesn't mean, you know, that you can't get it. They just prevent things because of the opiate problem. You know, the what's it called? They mix it with the... crack and all that stuff, but most, I don't know if it's every state in the union, but most states you're not allowed to go in the front, but you take them in the back. But they have Sudafed, and you have high blood pressure, it could be deadly. So
what's up with that?
Problem.
Because you know, you're in the wake of Breaking Bad, you know, there was a real awareness that a lot of people are cooking these over the counter medications and turning them into speed. Basically.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So what's the deal? I mean, because I used to get cold medication. No big deal. You know, I'm a broadcaster, and if I get a cold, I don't want to sound, you know, like this. So, occasionally I would take a decongestant before a show to sound a little better. But then, you know, the last couple of times I tried that, you know, it's like registering for a gun permit. What's going on with that?
Well, they want to keep it in New Jersey, New York. I mean, they want to keep it off the shelves. You have to take the card. is in the front. You take the card, you bring it to the pharmacy, and you have to sign off on it. They want to know who's buying it. You have to show your license. You need proof.
And do they track it? Because I could just go to like five different pharmacies and just get it. Is there a central database of some kind?
They're supposed to track it. Okay. They're supposed to. They look for patterns of people taking this all the time. Is there a lag time? Probably, but they're supposed to track it.
Okay. So that does, somewhat put the brakes on this
epidemic. But besides that, you're not looking to do something wrong, but if a person has high blood pressure, which a lot of people do, and they just want a decongestant, and they're normal people, and they take it, and they're allowed to sign for it, and they get it, and they take something with 120 milligrams of Sudafed or Sudafitrin, their pressure can go crazy. I mean, it can be extremely, stroke, things like that, happen, bad things with the pressure going up like that. So that's one of another big problem that we're seeing is all these Sudafed.
This may be a tough question, but what is the most surprising drug interaction that you encountered, or are there some examples of some interactions that you really wouldn't think of offhand, because it's kind of like 1 + 1 = 17.
An interaction that I wouldn't. Well, I mean, a lot of the vitamins, we have problems with that. Most of the interactions I see are basic. A lot of people get rashes, things like that. But I mean, I see the same type of, they get tired or the pressure goes up. Any odd ones? I've just seen rashes that you can't explain most of the time.
But that's not such an interaction. That might be a result from a sensitivity to one specific medication or an ingredient. That's fairly common. So do you have an opinion on, and a lot of people ask me this question, and sometimes they insist that I give them a DAW. In other words, dispense as written. Do not substitute for generics. As a pharmacist, what's your opinion on that? I mean, is there a difference?
That's a good question.
Themselves?
Yeah, that's a very good question. That's interesting because over the years, I would talk to my family about it, and I would say, yes, there is a difference. The chemical is the same. It's supposed to be the same. The difference is the absorption. So a lot of the generic companies will have, they might not make the what's it called? Inert, what do they call those? Ingredients that
inert
are not.
Inert ingredients, right. Yeah, the
right, inert ingredients. Right, the carriers and stuff. And they might not be made as well as the brand, and the absorption's off. So it doesn't absorb the same, even though it's the same chemical. And that's the difference. So I tell people, when they have diabetes and some blood pressure pills and stuff like that, I wouldn't do it. And I would tell them that because you don't know the absorption. The chemical's the same, but you don't know if it was made properly or made the same. And the absorption might not work as well. And some people have told me over the years, Robert, this doesn't work as good as the brand a lot of times. I don't feel the same. And, and everyone says it's generic, but not always. Ampicillin, all these other drugs, from Amoxil, I don't think it's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's an antibiotic.
Yeah.
But when you're playing with things that have to be controlled more and really have to have blood levels,
a thyroid medication or something that has to, a period of time where it's released over time into the body.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Long-acting drugs.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play games. And I've told that to people, my relatives and people I know, I would tell them, look, I wouldn't play games with these drugs. I would try and get the brand if you can afford it. But that's the difference. Really, the absorption, how the capsule, the pill is made to carry this brand drug, the chemical. And that's what I would tell people.
Yeah, recently I came across a medication that's a really popular medication. It was introduced in 1998, I believe. And the medication is Singulair, popular medication, used for kids in particular with asthma, but also adults and in people with, just allergies in general. It's a medication that some doctors say, well, it's not that terribly effective, but it can help a little bit. But it's recently come out that it can cause depression, aggressive behavior, and nightmares in kids. And this is part of the problem.
Right.
This drug has been out for, at least 20 years. And it's only in the post-marketing that we discover this. I mean, can we do any better in terms of screening drugs? Because they get approved, and then we have disasters like Vioxx, you know, was approved, everybody embraced it. And then within a few years, it turned out that it was actually killing people because it increased their risk of cardiovascular disease.
You know, that's a question that you can spend hours on, because, you know, we're talking about the drug companies and how drugs get out, knowing that there's side effects that they don't tell people.
Yeah.
And you see that all the time, you know, that they put the drug out and it's not sure if it's going to work properly, or they know about certain things that can happen to people that they don't say. I mean, that's a very long, lengthy, yes, we can do better. You know, be on top of the drug companies to make sure that these drugs are putting out are good for what they're for, and the side effects that they know about are released and people know and not approved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of, one of the things that I've seen a lot, you know, the problem with men when they get older, their, what's it called, levels drop,
testosterone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even I went to the doctor, you know, I'm getting older and I'm 58.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
by no means are you old, you know, you're younger than me, so that constitutes young.
Well, okay. Well, thanks. But the point is, you know, she says, Robert, do you want, you know, it's low. I get tired sometimes. But that's one of the problems. People are giving out medication they're not FDA approved for that treatment or disease.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is very, very common.
Mm-hmm.
That's another big problem. So, you know, I read an article about a young guy. He was younger than me, and the doctor gave it to him, and he had a stroke.
No.
Mm-hmm. 3 weeks later. So now he's suing whoever makes it, mm-hmm. you know, suing them and the doctor because they gave out something that wasn't approved. And mm-hmm. doctors, and I'm not trying to single out doctors, but
knowing a little bit about the subject, it's approved for hypogonadism, but it's not just approved as like a pep pill for, you know, like people with, you know, a little bit low, but not super low. I guess
that's
tired. My turn. Yeah, just tired.
We're all tired.
Right, yeah, exactly. We're all tired. Exactly.
Tired.
So we, you know, all use a little dose of testosterone, but maybe that would be appropriate. So, you know, I want to just focus on another issue is, you know, you've been in the industry a long time, you're a veteran, and pharmacies are changing. And I guess that's one of the reasons why you developed the app, because it used to be, and I remember when, you know, you used to go to the drugstore and, you know, you saw your pharmacist and, you know, he was a guy with a, you know, white coat on, you know, he's professional. He knew you. He knew your family. He knew your doctors. He knew your prescriptions. You could chat with him. You could ask him some questions. Now, it's very anonymous. You know, you go to a pharmacy, there's always somebody different. They don't know you from Adam. And sometimes it's online. I mean, so there's no interpersonal contact at all. So is that one of the reasons why we got to, you know, develop apps like yours? Because we've lost that personal touch.
Absolutely. Big problem. Informal. You don't. When I was the pharmacist in Thriftway in Trump Village, 30 years ago, I knew everybody. And it was like being a doctor. You go in there and you tell them, you knew what was wrong with them, how are you? And you had an idea of the disease states they had and the things they're taking, and you knew that they shouldn't take this. And last time they tried, it's not like that anymore. Today it's like a mill. It's like a machine. You go in, you got to fill these prescriptions and get them out. You don't have much time to talk to people, and you hand out a piece of paper, which they don't understand. Or you say something to them quickly, they don't understand, and it's terrible. It's like giving out candy.
It's very corporate. It's that sort of mom-and-pop pharmacy is this thing of the past. They've all sold
it
out,
has.
You know, and they're disappeared.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, so, absolutely.
So your app fills a gap. I wanted to ask also about, you know, so much medication these days for constipation. And some of these medications, actually, they get some pretty deleterious effects, long-term dependency, they can create electrolyte imbalances, they can create changes in the colon, like a browning of the tissue in the colon with potentially adverse consequences. So, you know, is everything safe and reliable in that constipation aisle?
Well, you know, it's very, years ago, we used to give out, you know, the Ducalax and we'd also give out the Fleet Enemas, and I used to give Centroma. You remember Centroma?
No, I didn't know.
No, it's a drink. It looks like a can of soda, and they would drink it.
It's like magnesium citrate, something like that.
Right, magnesium citrate, exactly.
Yeah, which is pretty effective.
And
it makes you go.
Yeah, oh, that makes you go, that's for sure. But it's and people would get addicted to it.
Yep.
And it became a mental dependency in a lot of people. And they would take it, and that is a big problem. People today, over-the-counter laxatives, they live on them.
Yeah.
And it's a true addiction. And it's funny you say that, because now it brings up memories that I knew a lot of people would come in and buy all these. After a couple of days, they come in, they were used to it, and they take it. And it became a dependency. And so they can be dangerous. I mean, you're a doctor. You know the electrolytes and all these other things. You're not absorbing properly by doing these things.
And you do a colonoscopy, and you see melanosis coli, which is the effect of these Senna-like drugs on the colon, which is
right,
not great.
Right, it's Senna.
Damaging.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen all that. You know, people taking them, you know, all the time. All the time. I used to sell out of Citron and Magnesia. There were red. It was red and green, and I would sell out. It was amazing. I go, what are these people doing? This, and they're drinking
it. It's like
it.
Magic, yeah.
It's amazing. Yes, that's a big dependency problem. That's an interesting. That is true.
Indeed.
Big problem.
Okay, so what's today's intelligent medicine take-home message? Tell us about the app, how to obtain it, and what people can expect.
The app is Apple Store and Android. It's available on Android. It's going to be coming out full force, and it's out. We're going to be advertising it, but it's a super-duper great app. It can save lives, and it makes a profile, like I said, does drug interactions, does like drugs, and it gives you drug information. And it's very easy to use, and it's going to be all over. We're going to market it in the next year or two, and I think it's really going to save a lot of lives by people seeing the interactions. You can also email the profile to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have your profile, you add everything that you're taking, you can email it to your doctor.
I mean, I don't prescribe a lot of medications being an integrative physician. You know, it's a mostly use diet and, natural stuff. But it would, as a physician, I think it would be useful to me. I wouldn't be offended if a patient sent me a message saying, I spot a drug interaction. It's like the patient's taking responsibility to help the doctor make proper and accurate decisions about the medications that they take. And if there's a potential for an interaction and the pharmacist has missed it and the doctor has missed it, maybe you could shift the locus of responsibility a little bit to the patient so the patient can be involved. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and also it tells you if you miss it. It's definitely it's another way of controlling the problem, helping the problem. It's another way of seeing these interactions when you don't get it from the doctor or the pharmacist, or you don't remember. So it's a great way of getting interactions right in front of you and seeing them. So, this app, it took 3 years to develop. It was a lot of work, but it's worth it. And I think it's going to save a lot of lives, and it's going to be very helpful. And one other thing, it gives you, a lot of people forget the doses, and they forget what happens if they miss a dose. It'll tell you, if you scan the drug or type in the drug, it'll tell you what to do if you miss a dose.
Okay. Because
people, that's another dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
People take long-acting pill, drugs that are long-acting,
mm-hmm.
And they'll miss a dose and they'll take another one. Or they'll take two long-acting drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll take something that you shouldn't take another one. It's too dangerous. Mm-hmm. So these are things it'll tell you when you miss a dose, what you should be doing, or dosage. And that's the information.
Okay.
So there's a lot of variables to the, help people take medication.
Great. And once again, the app is called?
MyRx Profile.
MyRx Profile. Available from your Android or Apple Store. Thank you very much for joining us, Robert, and congratulations. Maybe we can chip away at the more than 100,000 deaths due to adverse drug reactions.
Yes.
That would be very worthwhile.
I appreciate you having me.
And I appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much. I'm Dr. Ron Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.